I've always been fascinated as to why penguins can't fly, but luckily Kyle Elliott and his team from the University of Manitoba in Canada have been looking into it for me. So flight is this adaptive trait, and penguins' ancestors used to be able to fly, but over time they've lost the ability to do it. And we always thought this was because penguins don't have a lot of predators around. There aren't many polar bears hanging out in the South Pole, although cartoons would tell us otherwise. And there's not a lot of food around. So scientists thought that maybe penguins had to expend all their energy trying to dive for food. But penguins also have to travel huge distances between their breeding and feeding grounds, and it'd be a lot easier to fly there rather than just sort of waddling about over thick ice. And also, other seabirds that have a lot of food around, some of them are still flightless as well. So they figured there's got to be another reason why they've evolved over time not to be able to fly. And this team decided that there might be a trade-off or of adaptability between being able to fly really well and being able to dive really well. And if you go too far in one direction, then the energy expenditure required to do the other one is too high and you lose it.
So is this a sort of modelling study? As in they looked at the birds and then looked at different behaviours and asked, well, how much energy would each involve?
Well, they actually looked at two different types of seabirds, both of which have flight. There's one called thick-billed murres, which use their wings to propel themselves underwater when they're looking for food, and one called pelagic cormorants, which use their feet to propel themselves underwater. And they figured that if their theory was right, then the ones that use their wings to do it underwater would have a lot more energy expenditure when they were flying. Because if you think about how birds go under the sea, in order to adapt yourself to fly underwater, sort of, as you're diving, you have to reduce your wingspan and increase the number of bones that are going on your wings, increase your body mass, and also change the way your muscles move, because if you're floating around underwater, you sort of flap about quite slowly. And so when you fly, it'd be a lot more difficult and it would cost you a lot more energy. And it turns out that they were right. These thick-billed murres, which use their wings underwater, when they're flying, they use 31 times their resting metabolic rate. That's really, really high. Most vertebrates don't use more than 25 times their resting rate when they're doing really intensive exercise. So it's really hard for them to do both at the same time.
And so the implication would be, based on the findings in the birds, this is what's forced penguins to go down the particular evolutionary line they have and surrender flight in favour of just swimming really well.
Yeah, there's this fitness valley that they've come up with between the two, that if you're really, really specialised, you sort of lose the ability over time to do it. And what they think is, when you look at flightless cormorants and things like that, they're a lot further along, further behind the evolutionary tree than penguins. So penguins have these sort of little flipper-like things that have started to look like whale's fins, whereas other birds still have the full wings. So they're at different stages in the evolutionary tree, but they've used the same reason to get there.
Well, I'm glad that they were able to scratch that scientific itch for you, Kate, and on that very tenuous link. Yeah.